Haiti Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and Russia say they'll keep talking after a meeting between their top diplomats failed to ease a standoff over Ukraine. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
As expected, there was no breakthrough in Geneva, with tens of thousands of Russian troops still massed at the Ukrainian border. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will likely meet again.
Let's see what the next days bring.
He says next week will bring written responses from the U.S. to a list of Russian demands, including one that Ukraine never be allowed to join NATO. Washington's already rejected that, and at the White House, Jen Psaki says it will again.
There's no trade space for there. None.
For now, Russia says it has no plans to invade Ukraine. Blinken says Moscow should prove it by removing its troops.
It is deeds and actions, not words, that make the difference.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. National Archives has turned over former President Donald Trump's presidential documents to a House panel investigating the Capitol insurrection. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The panel investigating the Capitol insurrection first requested presidential documents in August, but former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit trying to block the release. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court dealt Trump a setback, clearing the way for the National Archives and Records Administration to hand over the requested material. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press more than 700 pages of documents were delivered to the committee Thursday evening. The documents include presidential diaries, visitor logs, speech drafts, and handwritten notes from the files of former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows dealing with January 6.